On reçoit aujourd'hui Rudolf Kraukiefer, qui est le fils adoptif de Guy-André Kiefer. Guy-André Kiefer, c'est une histoire dont on se souvient il y a 4 ans. Ce grand journaliste de Libération, quotidien parisien, disparaissait en Côte d'Ivoire. Il était kidnappé et depuis maintenant 4 ans, on n'a pas de nouvelles. Il était kidnappé par des soldats, de ce qu'on sait, apparemment du camp gouvernemental. Et il semblerait que rien, on ne sait rien depuis. Et Rudolf Kraukiefer est venu aujourd'hui, son fils adoptif, est venu aujourd'hui raconter cette histoire dont il s'étonne qu'on se soit si peu intéressé. Depuis 4 ans, Guy-André Kiefer a disparu et a été considéré comme passé par perte et profit, il semblerait. So, Rudolf Kraukiefer, you are Guy-André Kiefer's son, adoptive son. And you came to Paris today from London, where you live.
I'm in here about 2 weeks now. Uh-huh. I've been here.
And you came specially because you wanted to raise the case of your father, Guy-André Kiefer, who disappeared 4 years ago now, and in Ivory Coast. In where was that in Ivory Coast? Where when he disappeared? Abidjan.
Abidjan.
In Abidjan. And one day in Abidjan, Guy-André Kiefer, a famous French journalist, who also was, you told me, advisor of Alassane Ouattara, a famous politician of Ivory Coast. He could have been president, Alassane Ouattara. He should have been elected if Laurent Gbagbo didn't impede it. And one day, Guy-André Kiefer was kidnapped by soldiers. And that was 4 years ago, and he literally disappeared, and there is no news from him since then. It's not sure if he died or not, and you think that he may be still alive, but there is no way to have any information about that, no?
No.
And so you came because you are surprised that the case is stopped. There is no complaint from there was a case raised in front of French justice, but the case is like stopped and nothing, no investigation, nothing, nobody seems to care, that's it?
Yeah.
And could you tell how this seems to, what do you feel about that?
I feel so many sad, and I've been sad for so many years since my daddy died. I've been stressed. I can't even stop thinking about my daddy's problem. And I know my daddy's case is my case. And I know people who are following this case, I know God gonna help them to find out where my daddy is now. And Mr. Excellence, Mr. Governor, if you listen to this program, I want you to make the justice come, or you to help the people who are doing this investigation. And Guy-André Kiefer is a journalist, famous, he's a very important person, and they stop this case. I don't understand why the people are stopping this case. I want the justice to be done, or I want the truth to be there. This is I'm here to say in this program.
Yes, and so Guy-André Kiefer was from Libération?
Yeah.
And also, apparently, in Libération, they don't care too much 4 years after?
They just ignore about his kid because he's half Canadian, half French.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he's half Canadian, half French. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe if he's Canadian, that's why they don't ignore about the problem. And I want the people to help the people who are looking this investigation. And I want the investigation to continue to be find out if he's still alive or if he's dead. And that we can know that our dad is dead or is not dead. And that we can move on to do what we have to do. That's why I'm here to talk to the population.
You were telling me also before the program that your mom died.
My mom died because of the stress and the broken heart, and I'm a son, Kiefer, son of adoptive, and I wanna talk about it, and I wanna know that what is going on now. That's why I'm here.
And so you're trying to, did you get to in contact with the lawyers who sued the case?
I contacted some of the lawyers, but the person who is the case is his hand now, is trouble by his assistant lawyer. And he said to me that they're gonna talk to me, but when the lawyer come back, and still I'm still waiting for that.
So no news from the lawyers, and Libération either were not very preoccupied.
When I go to the Libération, they say to me that it's not working there anymore. And I was asking the people, one of them colleague, that if he was sacked or if he was just if he was sacked or if it was because the problem happened, that's when they just ignore and they have to look for it because it's someone important as a journalist who work for the government. The government have to be secure about them people.
Well, government should protect, work to protect journalists, but mostly Libération, the company employing him, could be interested in knowing what happened with its employee, with somebody working for themselves. That's very surprising that they don't insist that much. And it's true that they have forgotten history here. And as you were saying, it's not even sure that he's dead. He may be alive.
I don't believe if he's dead or if he's. I don't believe it.
He may be alive. He was kidnapped. We were speaking before to try to understand why he could have been kidnapped. And it's not very easy to understand, but maybe you were saying because of cacao business in Ivory Coast. We should recall that it's a very big producer of cacao, Ivory Coast. And at that time was very mixed or very confused situation in Ivory Coast. And so it could have been kind of mafia, cacao mafia, who could have wanted
it's
to...
like politician, people just involved with the case.
And apparently were kidnappers were soldiers?
Yeah, soldiers, definitely. Yeah.
So he was kidnapped, you told me, in the market?
In the supermarket, yeah. He was, one, he was in his car, he was putting the stuff in his car, and nothing happened. Just taking the parking, the supermarket.
And so some militaries arrived?
Yes, some military people just take him to the car.
With a military car, truck?
No, I think it's a private car.
Private
like
car, but with uniform?
People in there say that they are military, they look at them soldiers. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a problem.
And but it's not known, but people felt that it should be soldiers from the government side.
From the government side, yeah.
The government from Laurent Gbagbo, and we should recall that Alassane Ouattara was an opponent of Laurent Gbagbo, and Guy-André Kiefer was an advisor, a close friend, I guess, from Alassane Ouattara.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't give explanation, but that could.
That could be. Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah.
And it's also known that Laurent Gbagbo made many crimes in Ivory Coast, but none of them were prosecuted, in fact, actually, I'm afraid. But the point is that 4 years after, it's still not known, and no investigation is made, and no press is protesting, and nobody looks like wanting to know.
Okay, in the press now, I've been watching the news, they are not talking about my daddy, and they just leave it. And I can't even understand why someone important like that, and they stop and do the investigation. You know, it's not right. And the journalist, Guy-André Kiefer, deserves better. He needs some help. He's the thing.
And so you came here to raise the issue and to make people more aware of that problem.
Okay, I came here to thank you people who are following this case, that they have to continue their job. And God gonna help everyone who has followed this case. And
Yes, well, you hope that something is done to try to know what happened.
Yeah, I want to know what is happening in my daddy's problem. This is a thing. Yeah.
And let's hope that he is found again, and or that the truth is known one day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
The thing was two things, in fact. One is if he's alive, that he may be freed.
Yeah.
And if he's dead, how he was killed.
How he was killed, yeah.
By whom? And justice should be done, but nobody seems to be have much interest for justice being done. And that is often the case when crimes are made by government, in fact.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Rodolphe, for all this information. Do you want to add something? Maybe I forgot to ask you any question, or maybe we...
Okay, I want to say something. Guy and Kiefer have children out in a different place, and the government have to help them people because they are struggling a lot. Some of them are sleeping in the street, and it's not normal. Someone like Guy and Kiefer, the children are suffering. The government have to know that. They have to help them, or they have to secure them. And every family in Guyandre family, government have to be know that that man was important person. That one, everything have to be done. And God bless everyone who listen this case.
Thank you, Rodolphe. And let's hope that more can be known and truth can be raised and justice made.
Yes.
In any case.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Rodolphe Paul Kiefer, for coming here to give us this information.
Thank you very much.